You are now listening to The Billy Burns.
Welcome back to another episode of Build Bros. Boys, how are we doing this week?
I'm alive.
Fabulous.
Oh my.
Living the dream.
Everybody's doing good. Jesus Christ. Sorry. How was everybody's week? Lewis, start us off. How was your week, man?
It was good. I got some EG work on, and then my job just fucked me over with a 50-cent raise. And I found out my license was expired for 1 month, so
riding dirty.
Riding dirty.
Logan, how was your week, man?
It was long. Every single time, every day that went by, I thought it was Thursday or Friday, and it was not. So it's been a long week. I got tattooed today again, so I'm fine now. Just recovering after a half hour long session.
What'd you end up getting again?
Latios and Latias.
And they're very cute.
They are very cute. They're chubby.
Yeah, I'm a fan. I think they're really cute.
I like the placement of them as well. They're nice, like, and hidden, for, like, you know, but, like, I can still, like, they're still, like, visible from, like, the bottom. So it's not just, like, slapped randomly on the lower leg.
Not like mine?
No, I want those. I'm, like, a placement guy, but I've already committed to, like, my right leg filled with just, like, random shit. So we're getting there. I have my whole thigh almost finished, so we're getting there.
Yeah.
Alex, how was your week, buddy?
It was all right. It was a week. Just been working on Raider.
How's that going?
Show it off. Dude, this thing's going to be fucking massive.
Yeah, those real 100 scales are... I have the Calamity.
They're 1/100, the Calamity? But those are just... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have the Calamity appearing on.
Yeah, I have it up there.
And he has a cool shoulder gimmick. Some blasters come out of his shoulders.
That shit, yo. That shit. I'm surprised you haven't fucking, like, customized it.
I snap built it for fun. I'll come back to it at some point. I really like the look on its own. I might just clean matte coat water slide panel.
Yeah.
It looks really nice.
Matte coat and leave the like, guns with metal finishing.
Yeah, I will say, though, that... Because you can put that Transformed, you can put the Calamity on top of that.
Yeah.
Both would look way sicker on top of that. If you were to buy both, in my opinion, I'd buy this one and repaint it into the colors of the Raider or vice versa and then have them together so they match. It would look nuts.
Isn't that one P Bandai?
Yes.
Yeah.
This one is. But you can get through the other ones regular release.
Yeah.
How is that build so far, Alex?
Pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Two pieces broke straight off the runners.
What?
Yeah.
It was that the V fin that you showed us.
Yeah, I fixed it.
Oh, dang.
And I fixed the eye shield. Like, the eye shield snapped right in half, like right on the eyes.
We have to give this man a pair of God hands so I can teach him how to use that.
It wasn't that.
God hands wouldn't have helped the situation.
It was broken off the runner already. Oh, that's mm-hmm. I wonder if I mean, the it will. Got was all like shaking around.
Good possibility, but also
it's probably whenever
on
Alex,
this are very soft.
It's probably whenever Alex was testing if it was the actual kit, remember?
True. I did shake the box like Christmas present.
So that could have been you.
He's
I forgot about that.
He literally sends me a photo of that Sazu. I go, too bad that's a figure. And then he shakes that box and goes, I don't know if this is a figure. I'm like, no. No. Raider is a kid. Sazu is not a kid. That is a
shit.
So we know, folks, don't choke your, don't shake the babies and don't shake the kits because obviously it leads to problems later.
Can't shake the chicken.
Broken gunpla syndrome.
Yeah. I don't know. My week was, I did nothing but work and, that was about it. Hung out with the kids, which is always fun. So yeah, I mean, that was my week, basically, just work. So
how did you like Nope?
You know, Nope was interesting. I think that it got a lot of bad reviews for no reason, though. I think that people just are so picky about movies. For the listeners, I literally just finished Nope before coming down here and recording. It was a good movie, man. I think people are just too critical, you know, at the end of the day. I don't want to give up too many spoilers for people that haven't watched it yet, but it's definitely worth a watch. I mean, it was good.
Did you catch the Akira reference?
Not at all, no.
That motherfucker don't watch anime.
Okay, I just don't. No, okay. That's fine.
Yeah, he ate that with pride. He swallowed that. He said, hang on.
I actually don't like Akira, so.
Oh!
Get him out.
Crucify
Sorry,
me.
People. We gotta, like, shut down the production.
In his fucking hands.
Speaking of this shirt, Usagi Boots is our new sponsor for the show. So definitely big shout out there. If you guys want to pick up sick fucking anime merch, Usagi Boots is the way to go. Thank you for sponsoring us. So
Usagi Boots make more Gundam stuff and I buy everything.
Same.
So Guyver.
Moving into
that clip, you send that soundbite to him directly.
Moving on, boys. Let's move into restocks. What do you guys think?
Yes, sir.
Head on into restocks. So I'm gonna do Leaping Panda, which also shout out Leaping Panda for being a partner on the show. They had some cool kits this week. I seen the Double Zeta Verka, the Kasai Gundam High Grade, which is one of my favorite mobile suits. So I'm always gonna say pick that thing up. And then a huge restock on like G Gundam retro kits. If you're a big fan of G Gundam, definitely something to check out and pick up. You can use our code at the end of the episode to also get a discount. So be on lookout for that. And check out their Discord. Yeah, they post the restocks first there. So it's a good thing to get into. Lewis, who do you got?
Gundam Place. They have a restock of the 30-minute mission. Gardu Nova Brown. I don't know why they gotta call it brown. I don't think it's brown. And then they got the Yolan 160th Strike Gundam conversion kit. That's my bubby, but I'm not gonna buy it now. And then they have a Frame Arms. Holy crap. It's just white and blue. It looks nice.
Well, that's fucking helpful. Everyone be on the search for that Easter egg hunt.
It's NSGX2.
Yeah, keep going.
White and blue. Gold accents.
I hate this dude.
What's up, Alex? What you got?
I got Mecha Warehouse. They got Master Grade Gundam Exia. Master Grade RX-79G Gundam Ground Type. Is that? No, I'm not even going to say it because it's going to put me on blast. Master Grade Chars Cock Zgok. And a 30-minute sister, Alka Cardi. She looked really cool.
You got them 30-minute mission girl correct, but none of the Gundam stuff.
Oh, I know.
Oh, I know. This guy's a madman.
They also got his Psycho Gundam, which is fucking sweet.
What?
He got that.
Get out. Verka.
No. HEUC. Sorry.
Whoa, okay.
Dude, you saw that? You saw him?
Yo, now my eyes just glistened. I was like, yo, I really want that Zaku.
He was about to take out a loan.
Alone, I was about to go to Water Street and be like, hey, $5 make you holla.
We have to have this guy move to Montana ASAP so he can stop using that line. I'm tired of Water Street. I feel like I've lived on Water Street my whole life now.
What you got, Logan?
It's my turn. I'm just going to do a restock with Gundam Galaxy, which is my buddy Pride's. He's a manager there at the store. They haven't stocked the Master Grade Full Saber Quanta, which you know, the Quanta is an awesome kit. Why not get a version of it with even more weapons? The other one is the Shars Gelgoog 2.0 they have in stock, which if you're into resin, there's a resin conversion also in stock in a couple places that makes that thing look absolutely wild. That's worth getting for sure if you're interested in that. And the last thing is the Malice Reiki Kai, which is from that Aim Warrior at the Borderline. I don't know how you pronounce the first part, but I tried getting into the show. I lasted like 2 episodes and didn't survive and dropped out of that. However, as these suits come out, it kind of interests me to maybe buy some of them. Maybe not watch the show, but buy some of them because I do like the design. So if you're interested in those, I've heard that they're really solid kits. I just haven't had the chance to get any yet. That's all from me.
That's all for you?
Yeah.
What are you guys currently working on? Lewis, what do you got in the works right now? You're just finishing up one, correct?
Yes, I'm finishing up my EG New Gundam custom that tomorrow the photos will go up.
At the time of this recording.
Sunday the 28th. But yeah, I'm stoked about that. And then I got the new Lintworm on the racks too, man. Let me tell you something, that shit's gonna look hella spicy.
Spicy.
I'm sorry. I'm just here for the entertainment.
I'm trying to just stay alive.
Logan, what are you down? Logan, what are you working on?
What the
man?
Fuck I have doing still, dude? I'm so slow. I hate it here, bro.
be fair, you're doing 2 kits at once, right?
I don't care.
And 2 HG kits.
Yeah, I don't care. It's taking too long. I work on the F91s. I made a lot of progress in the past 2 days. I'll probably work on it after this episode because I'm really close to another like good milestone, I guess. But all of the weapons are done. I just have to finish up some of the armor for the cannons on the back and finish color separation for the yellow vents on 4 of the shoulders, 4 like halves of the shoulders, and then basically almost there, but I'm ready to be done so I can start working on resin because I now
have every
tool that I need to start it properly.
And the thing about it, I just realized at home, I was like scrolling through Instagram and I'm like, if this nigga's taking 60 years to get these HG done, imagine resin where you have to like mask, spray mask,
master grade with color separation and parts versus having to mask everything on every single part.
Dude, I know your head. You're going to go down the rabbit hole so bad on this resin kit.
Every single,
gonna be funny.
Every single part's going to have like at least 7 layers of color.
Yeah, I know. That's why we vibe. That's why we vibe so much, because we both have the...
At least I have
cynical
my idea
heads.
Ready. I have my idea ready. If I was ready to start the resin, I literally couldn't start touching it until I had my idea. So I'll just be sitting there doing nothing. I already have my idea. It's just finishing this and preparing for that. I'm tired though of it. I'm tired of how small these are, man. They shouldn't be this small.
There's 2 of them.
Yeah, there's 2 of them. I'm gonna hang out the other one. There's 2 of them. And they have to look the same. That's what really is. This is teaching me a lot of is doing stuff identically 3, 4, 8, 12 times and keeping that consistency all the way through.
It helps in the long run.
But yeah. Alex, we know what you're working on. You're working on the big bad boy.
Yes.
How much more do you got left?
Looks like it's the lower waist. And the
lower waist, weapons.
Backpack, legs is huge.
Yeah, he's chunk. He's fucking. I'm really surprised how big he is. Honestly,
shoulders kind of give me Death Scythe vibes from certain.
Yeah,
yeah, oh yeah.
I like it.
The torso,
a repaint, but I
the
like
torso it. Was a bitch.
The torso,
no, yeah. The way like. Yeah.
Copley, what have you been working on?
Well, I obviously finished the snap build on the Masquerade Tall Geese. So I just finished the paint scheme that I'm going to do for the Cerulean project. So I will be after
by Lewis, and I'm just kidding.
Dude, I've redone that paint scheme a few times now, and I am just glad I found one that I'm like happy with and ready to roll with. So
I could see the progression. Like, none of them were bad, but every time you said I'm redoing it, and I was like, oh no, he's going to take a long time to redo this because he's going to overthink it. And then like 2 days later, you come back like, no, wait. This is getting better every time.
Yeah. So it's been a little bit of a process trying to figure out how I want to do this paint job correctly so it does it justice. So I've been working on that, and then I've been working on a group build collab thingy that I've been doing. I've been done with the paint job, but just doing some small details to it, just adding a couple accents of colors. That's been the only other thing I'm working on. But after I do this, I got to take pictures of the EG for the same thing that Lewis is doing, because I've been lazy and not taking my pictures like I should, like a bad boy.
So here's the thing. Also, none of you are allowed to hate me. If I never post photos of those F91s, you're not allowed to be mad anyway.
No, I'm going to be mad, bitch. Yeah. I will go down to Florida and rain god earthly hell on you.
Just going to finish them and just like put them on my shelf, bro. I'm going to move on.
Listen, there's been a few episodes where the listeners have been waiting to see these now. So now you have to.
Give a damn. Calm down.
Yes, they do. They care what if they didn't care what we were building, they wouldn't listen to the show as well.
They just ignore that part. They listen to all the cool stuff.
I don't think so.
I'm just kidding.
I don't think so. So yeah, that's going to be my night after this. I'm going to take some pictures and probably mix some paint up because I really need to.
Are you going to hang out with us?
Tonight?
Yeah.
I'm going to take pictures and then probably go upstairs and try and watch another movie because I got to work tomorrow. And I don't know if I'm going to. I've been kind of playing iffy on whether I want to go in or not. It's been.
You going in anyway, next time.
I got diarrhea.
Cool nose though. I did get the Phantom. It's coming in the mail, so shout out to you, Logan, and the connection there. So appreciate that.
The black knight in the background.
Yeah, for
the
real.
Dude with the trench coat saying save you me. Want some?
Yeah.
I went to the
That's what he did with me, bro, and I never looked back.
Yeah. I am now on the dark web. No. So that's cool, man.
You just have good prices for things now. You should. Then you don't get scalped for $100 for a goddamn high grade.
But it's all good news.
Are you gonna build that as like a little like fun break between your tall geese, or
hell no?
Okay.
I'm waiting. I'm waiting till I can do
you
things
have the
like
snap build level now. That's clean enough that you could do a clean build, like a snap build of it. Just like prepare it for other stuff.
Yeah,
personally, if you want to wait, I understand.
Yeah, no, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait, like, probably till next year, like maybe in the middle of the year, and then I'll start building some of my P-Banda stuff. I want to get a good amount stacked up and then dive into that.
I built 30 kits before I started. I bought a P-Banda, and I built it right away, but, like, I had, to your point, like, I built, like 30 kits beforehand, so I understand that.
Yeah, so I'm kind of holding off. I might even go back and start weathering a couple other kits that I've got into, like
Nick to learn panel lining, so you can go back to some of those kits and start panel lining them.
He'll have fun with it.
I hope.
Moving on, this week's episode we are going to be talking about, and you guys can correct me on the name because I'm sure I'm going to say it wrong. Vera Ed, is that correct?
Vera Ed, yeah.
Yeah, Vera Ed's book Anthropology about pretty much like scratch building and just his creativity behind. Some of his work, and you guys can find him on Instagram. I'm pulling up his plug 1 second here, guys. I'm sorry. It's EDAY_VER.ED. This guy's work is insane. I mean, this is, like you can go into custom, you know what I mean? Like paint jobs and stuff like that. But whenever you go into this guy's page, man, I mean, it's a whole nother level. I mean, you can look at the fuel tanks. They've got literally rails, like fuel rails leading in these like the fuel tanks and stuff like that. It's just insane. I don't even know where he gets his creativity from, other than in the book he mentions that like a lot of stuff is like mechanical, like circular and stuff like that, which is crazy. It's like, I mean, he's just a creative genius, and he talks about like in the about the author is like the hobby is his like release for creativity and stuff like that. And I think that's something everybody in the hobby can really relate to whenever you get into custom work. And I don't know, it's really cool. I don't own the book personally, but Lewis and Logan both do. And yeah, there you go. Throw the books up. It's kind of cool in the book, from what I've seen, is like a step-by-step book on like, or step-by-step like guide on how he does his builds and his scratch builds and stuff like that. And it's really cool because they have like the scan QR codes, so you can pull up videos of the actual pieces and stuff like that in the book. So with that being said, Logan Lewis, do you got some things you want to touch on with this book?
Yeah, you can go
first, Logan.
Okay, that's fine. I don't care. I don't know if he was ready. He had his book out like he was
Minority last.
This okay. I don't want to talk now. I'm just
kidding. So what we'll do? What we'll do then is Logan, are you going first?
Yeah, I'll go first. It's fine.
So we'll let Logan go first, and then Alex, if you want to pull a couple things from his Instagram that you want to shout out or whatever that you liked. And then we can throw look at his face and then we'll go into Lewis.
So just to go over like what you kind of touched on, this book is definitely for those who are wanting to go to that next level past just clean builds, straight builds, and even just like custom paint jobs. This is to that. Like, he's very, very focused on the realism and mechanical and like intelligence of how these kits and these like essentially suits are designed. He teaches you, you know, with the QR codes and even just the step by step in the book of how he worked on certain kits that are later displayed, like the final photos at the end of the book. But he teaches you how to scratch build from stealing from other kits that are outside the Gunpla hobby, all the way to scratch building custom and functioning pistons through plaw plate and plaw rods. So if you're wanting to get to that next level, and also to your point, Copley, even just him in that first couple of chapters just explaining his creative process, not even really focusing on like the modeling process, but just his mental process. So like, if people are just trying to get an insight of even how you even start at that level or somewhere to begin, this is a really good book for that. If you are just getting into building and just getting into custom painting, I would definitely wait. This book will hurt your brain, I feel like, and you might become overwhelmed. I bought it and kind of did that and put it away, and I brought it back out and started reading it and like understanding the ideas from it, and was able to get a better grasp on the content from it for sure.
One thing too, I guess, for people that maybe are listening that don't know what scratch building is, maybe we can touch on that a little and kind of explain that to them.
Yeah, I mean, the most simple way possible, scratch building is taking plaw plate, random parts, leftover parts, finding anything in general, and creating pieces that you could not find through regular pieces, through Bandai or third party, whatever it may be. You custom make it from scratch, so combining plaw plate together, combining plaw plate and armor pieces, all that. Anything that involves doing something custom in the sense of taking parts of multiple things and mashing them together and making it work versus just taking a part that's already been pre-molded and just sticking it on somewhere.
A lot of that process too is like cutting and just sawing, measuring out,
gluing, melting.
yeah. I mean, like, basically you're like taking a piece of, you'd be adding a piece of like plaw plate to like this to add another layer. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or like, for instance, if you wanted to, on that knee, if you wanted to make a hatch, you know, you could, there's two ways you could do it. You could scribe what would look like a hatch, and that's a scribing technique, and you'd panel line it and it would give the imitation that a hatch is there. Or there's some people who are psychopaths who will like put a brass pin and cut a hole out and make a functioning, you know, a functioning mechanic where there actually is a hatch. And like, that's where that scratch building comes, of making that hatch gimmick function properly, making that piece of plaw plate, scribing on top of it, adding details to scratch build that actual gimmick that works.
It's like very high level building stuff, but
that's where, in my opinion, like that Ray Studios and Ver Ed, when they're so mechanically involved, that's where they get their creativity from. Because it's hard for you, like, I don't have that creativity, so it's very hard for me to think about how to even start that, but I think because they have that mechanical engineering background, it just gives them, I wouldn't say an advantage, but it lets their creativity just go crazy versus ours being like capped.
Right. Yeah. Like, I mean, I guess stock, like we're like stock mechanical brain here. Like, but I mean,
well, you can always learn, but they just got it from the start.
Well, and that's the nice thing about that book though, doesn't it? It kind of like teaches you that whole like process too, right?
Yeah. From like, I wouldn't say start to finish, but at least a great grounding and starting of if you were serious about doing this, this is how I learned. You can hear tips and tricks. And then, you know, that, like I said, that first couple of chapters is explaining his mental process. And then he goes into the process of custom building, scratch building, that kind of stuff. Lewis, or not Lewis, sorry, we have to let you go last. Sorry. Alex, did you look at anything yet?
Wow.
My brain can't handle this shit.
I know, that's how I dude, that's how I felt, dude. I was like, looking at this shit and I'm like,
his most basic kit is 100,000 times better than anything I'll ever fucking do. Like, I can't. What?
What?
That's, maybe dude, we should move that's on exactly. He kind of hurting.
No, that's exactly how I felt too. Looking at it, man. Like I mean, we're kind of like, you know, we paint. You know what I mean?
Sick though. Like, it's super fucking sick.
It's like basically kit bashing, but to a freaking all another fucking degree.
Making your own fucking parts.
Like, this is like, wow.
Let's make the shoulders as big as possible and fucking thighs as big as possible.
I know, dude. I was looking at some of his stuff on his page, and there's like, he's like 1/44th, and I'm looking at him like, how the fuck did you make that out of a 1/44th scale fucking model kit, bro? Like, that's insane. It's insane.
Whenever you get the book, let me know and I'll try and find the page for you where he starts the process on that Zeta he did where it doesn't even have legs. It just has thrusters. And he literally just, the only thing that's from the actual Zeta is like the front of the chest, the shoulders, and like the armor for the arms and the head and everything around it and the entire waist structure is like borderline scratch build, and it makes no logical sense.
Like, this fucking Gundam right here looks like a sparrow from Destiny.
Yeah, that's damn right.
Lewis, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts is this dude is like, if you take Albert Einstein and freaking Frankenstein and you just mash them together, like, the ambition to do this is ridiculous. Like, I can see myself doing this like 10, 15 years from now when I know I'm comfortable. When I can basically build a resin kit in less than a week, if I can do that, then I'll be like, okay, I want to go up to another level. And like, I got the lintworm parts, and the lintworm is the same thing as the bayou. That's how you call it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that leftover pieces that were in the runners, I took it and I even put it in a Ziploc bag. I said, kit bashing future, just to go in there and like take different parts and see what my mind could pop up, you know, that could work functionally and aesthetically pleasing to the people. So, but this guy, Jesus Christ. You got to do a coming to America and just throw rose petals wherever he freaking walks, because it's him and Ray Studios.
Ropes, bro.
It's ridiculous. This takes Gunpla to not a whole nother level. This takes it beyond that, because these kits are literally unique in every single way, and every single centimeter of this
they're
kit
one of
is
ones,
unique.
For sure.
Say yeah. All one of ones, definitely.
Definitely like, gonna find that at your hobby store or your local Instagram
well, yeah,
page.
Not even one of them, but even if someone were to take his ideas and try and use it for inspiration or replicate, it will never look the same.
No, You can never copy paste
paint process as well. I won't like spoil much of his book so people actually go out there and get it who are interested. But one of the biggest things with his paints that's crazy is he doesn't top coat at all, and he doesn't prime. He puts primer into his paints, and that's why all of his colors are like a dull tone, because he really likes that dull tone, and the primer mixed with the paint when spraying creates that tackiness and that bond, and he's just as good. So he does not need the top coat, and he very rarely water slides unless it's main emblems or logos. He does not use like caution decaling and stuff.
So definitely, yeah, I mean, for sure I will be picking up this book whenever it's available back in stock. I was looking on his website and it is out of stock currently, but I will be picking up this book because I'm very interested to see more, because there is nothing on the fucking internet about this. So if you guys are going to even try and look it up, don't even bother. It's not a thing.
That's a thick book.
Yeah, that's a, it's a, it's a big book.
Like 208 pages.
Like 208
pages.
I scoured the internet. I scoured the internet to try and find any information on this book, and I could not find much because it's like, it, I don't know. There's a lot of good information in this book, it seems like to me. So
how much was
definitely
it?
Don't even
like $40, something around
$40.
There's
definitely
probably
pick it
places
up
that sell it for a little bit more. I would say the most anyone should pay for it's about $50-$55 at the most. But if you're seeing it for sale for any higher, don't just wait for until it's in stock somewhere else, and they'll have it for a lower price.
So don't try a pirate. Buy this book. You definitely
get it,
I mean,
from him and support the artist.
Exactly, dude. Exactly. So. Big shout outs there. Definitely pick up the book from him if you can. You know, if you got to go the other route and buy it off Amazon from a third party seller, we get it. But, you know, for sure, definitely pick up that book.
Right now, it's on Amazon for a dollar less than what I paid. $69.99.
He's a habit now, guys. So he'll pay the over amount. But anyone who's,
I don't care.
Yeah, see,
I don't care.
See that?
But yeah, they're down to eight in stock. So
if I buy one right now, do you think it'll go up $2?
No, I bought it when it was in 10, I think 10 left, and it just went down $1. So maybe if you buy one, maybe Alex could buy it for $2 less.
Ooh.
Here's the thing about Amazon, you'll buy it, and like they'll go out of stock, and then as soon as they go out of stock, they'll have 10 more.
Oh yeah, I know that. I know that trick that they try. Oh, hurry up, buy now. There's only 2 left. Wait, we didn't check the other box.
I like when they do that at my work. That's like probably my favorite. They just
Hey, we're running out of parts.
And randomly find them. Yeah, I love that. It's adorable.
Brain,
but
man.
Copley was talking about something about the fuel tanks, and
look at that fucking detail, bro.
Yeah,
look at the detail.
That is, it's ridiculous.
On a scale model, bro.
And I like how he bends the like paper clips for the tubing, and
You got to look at it too. He's using like just like things like everyday household, a freaking paperclip.
Yeah.
And he's making it look like it's like part of the model kit. It's insane. I mean, the amount of like Logan said it best, I guess the realism aspect of it, like of these builds, man, like making it look real, not just like, okay, yeah, we're talking about an anime and it's a giant mech fighting, but it's something like if it was in real life. You know what I mean?
I don't want to say inexperience, but when you're getting into the hobby and you're just learning about the hobby, it's very easy to look at his builds and just be like, this is a bunch of mess. It's just a bunch of circles and random shapes all over the place. When you read his book, or at least start understanding the scratch building process with or without the book more, going back and looking at his, you understand that mechanical detail and why it's placed there, and you realize that everything he did was intentional. There are scratch builders out there that, you know, intentionally just put shit randomly for mechanical detail, and it does work, and it makes it look good, but you can tell with his, like, everything is intentional and has a purpose for being there and logistically makes sense in his brain, and it's just like, every single piece you think like that. How does your brain not just burn out? I would do that for like the fuel tanks and be like, look, the fuel tanks have proper like fuel distribution and fuel lines. Everything else, I'm just going to pre-paint all day. But no, he takes every single piece, even the inner frame pieces, and does that. And I'm like, I don't understand how you do this.
Good luck. The guy has a freaking talent that maybe one, maybe when I'm 80, I'll have that talent.
Him and Ray Studio are on par with each other, and they are definitely two of the bigger names in the league of just clean work overall.
But it's so nice that they would put out a book like that to kind of show people the process. So you're not like you said, you're looking at it and you're like, what the fuck is this? Like, he puts a book out to display the steps on how he did it, why he, you know what I mean? And I don't know, whole nother level of creativity, man. It's amazing. I mean,
And you got to give it up to the guy for, because, hey, he can keep this information to himself.
Right.
And say, fuck it.
And we'll be left in the dark.
It's basically the Bible.
It's the New Testament.
Gumpla Bible. It's bam, right there. He's like, study it. And
the Holy Trinity, dog.
Yeah. No, wait, you're missing one book, and it's on pre-order.
It's not out yet. So
yeah, it's not out
yet. The Holy Trinity as of right now.
So actually, what? When you get the other one, it's going to be the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse? Huh, bitch? Sorry, I'm getting overhanded.
I actually will say, these are in stock, and there's two or three of them. They're by Gundam Rework, the people who make water slides. But one of their builders and a couple of people, like,
basically, they do fantastic work.
Basically, how they do it for these books is kind of like VerEd, but VerEd kind of bounces around from the different kits he's worked on to show you different details. On these books, they're smaller, but they take one single kit and they start to finish show you how they worked on every single part and tips and tricks for everything. Yeah. This book, when I was on vacation visiting my parents, I read this book from start to finish. And I learned like 6-7 things that I was able to apply with my F91. So these books by G Rework are definitely good intro books before getting the VerEd, and they're in stock and a bit cheaper, like $28, I think.
I have a book.
I don't want to see your pocketbook. All right, put it down.
We can. We're flagged.
We're gonna get part of the occult now. Christian household that bangs on his door.
Jesus Christ!
And the thing about it is, like, look, like they tell you how to, like, literally put the freaking guide tape and make these fucking, yo. I can't wait to get and see. You see that, Copley? I can't wait. And you say, I will never.
I'm just not that experienced, bro.
Me either. But this is like knowledge. And I mean, look at me. First time scribing. I can say that EG is decent in my head.
Oh, it was good, decent. Man. EG is good as fuck.
Here, Copley, for my F9. I failed this, unfortunately. But I learned this with these F90s, but basically taking those metal tapes and laying the eyes on the back of it and cutting with your hobby knife and then just placing those on the eyes, and it gives those eyes a metallic sheen with a much sturdier tape. And you just gloss top coat that single inner frame piece to seal them.
I remember you telling me about that.
He teaches me so, like, that book taught me so much. Like, one of the things he did that's so subtle but so smart is the V-fin on the Quanta. He chiseled out the plug-in for the V-fin so it dropped 0.4 millimeters. So that way, when he angled the head down, the cut of the eye lined up with the cut of the V-fin, giving it a perfect angle through photos where it looked like it was following the same lines and made the eyes look 10 times more aggressive.
That's sick.
Yeah, like that. This book is a great beginner book on just like the intro of just doing those little things on a kit where you could still not do scratch building, not even do scribing, just little things you can do with a hobby knife and a chisel tool to just give you a little bit of a cooler look.
That's what I need. I need there that. You go. I need that. I need so the
wound work. I can't wait for the pre-order for that P-Bandai.
I need it. I need a wound work so bad, dude.
How much do you think that's going to cost? Is there a price on that?
I didn't see that one listed yet. I didn't see one listed yet, and I don't want to know it.
It's going to be in the 200s or like 180, and I will suck it up for the wound wart. I'm not a big metal build guy. I don't buy them often, but I will buy a wound wart. I might buy two. Actually, no. I'm going to buy one because I know for a fact they'll probably release a Hazel 2 version in the Titan colors, and I want one of those as well.
Yep. I was just going to say, dude, I really want the head, Hazel 2.
Here's the issue. It's a metal robot spirits. Or not metal. It's a metal build and not a metal robot spirits. So it's a 1/100 metal wound war. It's not a 1/144 scale.
Oh.
That's okay. Why I want it. If it was a metal robot spirits and it was just like the 1/144 scale, those are still really nice. I would probably still get it, but I wouldn't care as much because they make the kits. But because it's a 1/100, I have to. A massive wound wart, make me happy. We need a PG wound wart. That's what I want next.
Fudge you. I want a freaking wing unleash.
Shit.
Wing unleash. And you know what? I want to touch on the eyes and everything. I did this EG, and just like you said, Steven,
you know
those eyes were fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Eyes in the camera. It's like, why can't they do that for the Master Grade? Because I did. Do you know what I did? I primed it. I hit it with a super shiny silver, and I candy coated it green. And let me tell you something. When you go like that to is the same thing as putting that metallic tape, because the sheen is great. I'm like, why can't they start doing? And I hope they would do this in the future.
Yeah, Lewis was calling me for questions about that clear resin. He was like, how do you use that clear resin?
Hey, we're a freaking community, and we just pick our brains, okay?
You can buy it on Amazon, and it's like $11, and I haven't even gone through 2/3 of
the product. Have that. She has the nail thing. Oh, I don't have that.
No, I'll send you the link for this. This is the bottle. This is the resin off Amazon. It's like $11.
Okay.
You can actually, I'll send you the link for the nail thing too off Amazon. And I think it's like $5.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I use it for I don't use it for my eyes because like resin creates that bulge, and I like that flat look on the eyes. So I'd rather seal that with a top coat.
It's but more for the
cameras, the scopes on guns. I throw, and one thing I also noticed too, once I get into it with scribing those little tick marks and putting the latches and like the knobs, putting some resin into the opposite side after filling it in with color, that looks super good.
Yeah.
So there's like a lot of versatility, but like you were like looking at it when I was sending you photos, you're like, can you like send me a link on
that? Yeah, because those are the touches that really define a kit. Like, it takes a kit, I mean, I know it's treacherous and very ambitious to do, but like if you nail it, it's fucking awesome.
That's what Vered's entire book is just like taking that risk but nailing it every time, so it hurts you. Yep. Of course, he probably has his problems outside of the book. The book makes it look perfect,
know
but
it.
The fact that you can even get to that end level in the first place and in a timely manner, like he's finishing these builds. If I was like, someone was like, I want you to commission and I'll pay you however much money and I want it to look like a Vered, I would be like, yeah, give me like 12 years and I'll start tomorrow, but give me 12 years.
And don't ask for photos, please. Don't ask for photos.
Don't ask for updates. It's like, I'll update you and you let me know.
I need about 30 of the kit that you want. And
can I have I need like about 40 sheets, a pallet worth of plaw plate for all the time that I messed up and have to rebuild something, and I need 4 of the kit in case I break something out of rage.
Yeah.
And I'm not paying for any of that. You have to supply it for me.
It's all four
sets of nippers in case something I don't know, bro. I need a lot.
You get a lot. It's a pricey build. Yeah, I mean, So those were the G reworks too, you said, for like another book to kind of look out for?
Yeah, the GR Gundam reworks. That was, I don't know, what book is that you have, Lewis?
I got number two. Okay, since so you were showing, you know,
and
one.
I think they have a number three as well.
Yeah.
Where can people pick those up at?
New Type and USA Gundam are the two off the top of my head that I know of that have them in stock, I believe.
I got these at...
Not a lot of places carry books, unfortunately.
Yeah. Like I got these at...
Hobby stores, which I understand why, but, you know, that's the only top of my head is...
Same token, though. I didn't even know there were books on this kind of stuff until really you guys were telling me about it, to be honest with you. Like, I think I might have seen it on New Type, but I was like, what the fuck is this? And I just, you know, scrolled. Like, what the fuck is that?
First book, just because my buddy Pride had saw it up for pre-order and was like, I heard this shit's supposed to be wild. And so I put a pre-order in, and then I was like, oh, wow, this is amazing. And then, like, 2 weeks later, my buddy Pride got both of these books and was like, these are amazing. And I was like, okay. And so I just got them, and that was like a couple months ago, but I had them in like a little New Type cart just sitting there on my tabs. And then
somebody hit the double click.
Mm.
Huh?
You hit a double click on the quantity?
Yeah. It's for Copley, though, so it's okay. Well, funny that you say that, because I got this for free because my buddy Pride gave me this when he gave me my PG-7 sword, because he bought two by accident as well. And he was like, I know you like the Quanta. This book will help you with custom building, and you get to look at it as a Quanta master grade. And I was like, thank you. So I have a full saber. I know I brought that up as one of my restocks. I already own one, and I will be using this book to a T.
To mimic it, to use it
as reference.
It's on sale. It's
on sale on New Type right now for $29.99.
This book?
Yeah, 01.
Yeah, go get it.
I'm not gonna say that it's a sale because I got this like almost 2 years ago and it was the same price.
Look, man, they always put
inflation
sale,
though. Think of inflation
sale.
Though. Come on now, okay, everything's gone
okay.
up.
Oh, okay. Just don't expect that book in 2 or 3 days. Give it a week or two.
It's only 6 days, bro. I got my.
If you get it from New Type,
I got it in 6 days from New Type. Fine shipping. He's just impatient. I was gonna make a bad.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm spoiled
I was
by
get
Amazon.
Double in the community, and I held back. And you're welcome. Copeland's about to be very angry.
Oh, never mind. Product not found.
I was going to call someone out in the community, but I refrained.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we don't do that.
I'll do it afterwards, and if you want to put it in, you can.
With that being said, boys, just some things to go over before we call it a day, unless you guys got something else you want to say.
No.
Any closing statements?
I have something else to say. No. And I'm going to say this. Every bit of love I have for Copley.
Oh God!
Don't be like Copley, please. Don't burst your bubble. I mean, he's always telling me I'm never going to be at this grade. I'm like, stop it, saying never. When we what's that saying? Before we had to walk, we had to crawl. Yeah, it's like, I mean, you have to learn, and that's what it is. Like, I started this, well, back in the day, I collected, but I started this because a certain builder, YouTuber, studios try to
you can't do call outs hey
it's a
try to swindle me with $2,800 on a Wing Zero, and other builders told me, hey, take that $2,800 and just buy the supplies you need. And 1 year later, I mean, it's not as I envisioned it as he would have done it, but I was very happy how it came out, and I'm only a newbie.
Satisfaction.
So, yeah. So making something that it was in my head to put it into plastic, yeah. I mean, I didn't make it from fucking scratch. I just painted it, but.
So basically, please stop crying.
I can't not help crying.
I know your mindset. I know when I started this, I was like, what am I getting into? Like, how about if I don't fucking do this? I have all this equipment and I have all these boxes and I can't do nothing about it. And then, but no, look, stop it. Stop it. What is that saying? There's a saying there that you're your only failure. Your head is your only enemy. Because you're your own enemy, because you hinder yourself saying that you can't do it. Just do it.
I can't
like that
do
lit
it.
Song.
I can't.
Just be maybe Nike. One day. Just do it. I'm going to do it. Okay. Nike, sponsor me. So sponsor us.
Bully him in person about this.
Well, okay. So, like, you know, one day you guys are just going to wake up and be like, hey, look what I did. And then you guys.
No, one day we're going to go into your door and be like, hey, stop it.
I'll do it. So I'll say I won't do it, but I'll do it one day. Maybe we'll see.
I hope this. I hope this Cerulean maybe. Project. Something
oh,
up
it's,
here.
I think my Cerulean project's gonna be. I think it's gonna be popping off. I'm actually gonna mix
and
my paints. I'm actually really excited about.
And that's what you just need to know, that if you're satisfied with it, fuck the rest of the world.
Pretty much.
Yes.
Yes.
With that being said, I will probably be trying to paint that Cerulean project within the next like week or so. So if you guys want to come join in the fun on Discord, on Spawn Camp's Discord, you guys definitely do that. We're always hanging out. Even when I'm at work, I am spending the time with my friends on Discord, and you guys should as well. Same. Just saying. So same. We're always in there hanging out while we're at work. It might be a little loud sometimes, but it's fun to join in and listen to all of us bicker and listen to Logan give me a hard time because I'm at work and not hanging out.
And if you come in while I'm at work and you hear a whole bunch of noise in the background, that's me driving a forklift at 30 miles an hour. Woo!
Tokyo Drift.
It honestly sounded like the first time I heard it, I thought it was a race car going off. I'm like, what the fuck is that noise going on? It was like, oh no, I'm just driving my high low right now. I'm like, okay.
Teriyaki Boys playing.
So if you guys want to get in that Discord, definitely be checking out on our story at buildbros_US. And that'll be the Spawn Camp Discord, which you can find them on Instagram, which is Spawn Camp Co. That has all the shows on it. WASD, Diggity, OBO, which Logan will be on eating a hot chip, so will I eventually, and everybody
Yo,
will be
you're
on
doing
there
it
actually.
At the same time with me. Don't even
I am going to be
after
on
this,
that.
I know Nick just went to bed, but after this I'm FaceTiming him and I'm calling you out. I don't care.
So yeah, you guys will get to listen to an episode where me and Logan eat a hot chip.
When is this happening?
I don't know. Soon,
never this
is this going to be a Labor Day treat? Come on.
Ooh, that would be a good idea because, you know, I do have that Monday off unless they ask me to work.
Come on, man. I want to be in Jersey Avalon hearing the waves crash in Jersey. And I want to hear you guys yell out of your fucking lungs. It's hot. It's hot.
I will be in pain. With that being said, also check out our sponsor, Usagi Boots, and that's USAGIBOOTS on Instagram. Dope ass anime merch. Check out our partners at Leaping Panda Hobbies. I fucked that up. Our code's at the end of the episode. Lewis, what is your plug? Where can everybody find you?
My plug is Instagram, Dark Zero Builder, and I have a Twitter, but I don't use it that much. And I have a Twitch. But soon, me and Logan here, Zealous Hanger US, are going to be... He's going to be working on his resin, and I'm going to be working on my lintworm. So we're going to be doing live builds.
Hell yeah.
Logi, where can everybody find you?
You can find me at Zealous Hanger _ Your .us. That was almost our channel, Dave. Whoopsies. That's all I have for social medias. And like I said, or Lewis just said, we'll be doing some live stuff soon on Twitch for some live builds. Also, we do have plan. I didn't tell Alex or Copley this, but we were talking, and we do have planned a giveaway possibly for some collaboration builds. So well, that's all the details I'll say about that.
Look, he got he was like, "What the fuck? What the fuck?"
What do you mean by that?
I'll tell you after this.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yet.
See, what the fuck?
I'm here with you, bud.
It's for Build Bros. It's we just thought of this. That's what I'm saying.
But we're doing the Ava thing, right?
I guess we'll touch on that before we leave. We'll touch on that before we close it out completely. Alex, where can everybody find you?
Instagram, Mecha_Shiva, SHEEVA, and God damn it, I lost my train of thought. My Twitch is Sweaty McSwampass, which coming up on the 1st, I will be doing a Tetris tournament.
Ooh, oh, I'm gonna be on that.
I'm stoked, but yeah.
So definitely come out and support the boy. Be posting on your Instagram story too, so everybody can follow, and I'll post on Build Bros too. You can find me at XXL_newtype on Instagram. That is my only social media because fuck social media.
Social media.
And no, people, don't plug that in into Pornhub. He ain't there.
No, only OnlyFans. If you guys want that, you got to go to XXL_builds for OnlyFans.
Oh, shit. I forgot to plug in my OnlyFans. Damn. All
right, guys. With that being said, actually, let's touch on our little project. We're doing a little group collab that you guys can be looking forward to in the future. It'll be some Avas.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But that's all you get for now.
Yeah, it's only a little taste.
I already forgot which one I chose.
Oh my God! One. Is someone
kidding? You picked one. You picked 01.
He said it in a sense. I forget which one I picked. There's one.
And I wanted to pick one because I have it here. And I'm like, fuck.
I've never done an Eva unit.
Me either.
You're gonna have.
I have.
You and me are in the same boat.
Dude, they're awesome.
I've done two. I own all of them, but I've done two.
Bullshit.
Ooh, so come and join two rookies and two, you know.
I have to buy another unit 8. Whatever, that's fine.
Damn, I gotta buy 0.
Oh, bendito.
All right, guys.
Those motherfuckers are expensive, dog.
I'll talk to you guys.
Bye.
Peace out, guys.
Bye.
Till next time, guys.
Till next time.
Thank you for listening to Build Bros. When you go to check out at Leaping Panda Hobbies, don't forget to use our discount code for 10% off, and that's Build Bros 4.